Let us pray.
Amen. Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们下午第二堂的崇拜聚会，我们一起唱诗485首。
那就说 let us begin with our second session this afternoon. Let us sing hymn 485.
我们是跟大家一样啊，过着每一天的生活啊，这样子来跟神同行。
Just like anyone, we live a life day to day and walk with God.
啊，所以别人啊会遭遇的啊，我们也会遭遇。
So the things that others encounter, we also encounter.
但是我们在对待每一个人每一件事情、啊、可能跟别人的心态会不太一样。
But the way in which we tackle and deal with matters are different from others in our attitude.
那这个小时我们来谈、啊、在跟神同行当中我们怎么来看待病痛这件事情。
In this session, I'd like to discuss how we should regard and consider illness in terms of working with God.、
啊、请看罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 22。
二十八节。
Excuse me, 28。
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
啊，这一个经节告诉我们。最要紧的、啊、就是要做一个爱神的人。
This verse tells us that what is critical is to love God.、
啊、那一个爱神的人、啊、无论发生什么事情，对我们都是有益处的。
Because no matter what a person who loves God encounters, everything is beneficial.、
啊、这里所说的万事啊。包括着我们喜欢的，我们不喜欢的。
And of course, the term all things includes the things that we favor and the things that we don't like.
啊，这个万事包括着我们所期望的，我们所不期望的。
All things include the things that we expect and the things that we rather avoid.
我刚才有讲过，一个事情一个结果，它不一定。是单一的原因造成的。
Previously, I mentioned that an uncomfortable matter might not be caused just from a single cause.
啊，但是我们常常忘了这一个事实。
But oftentimes we neglect the reality works in this way.
哦，所以我们就很容易把一个结果啊，把它用一个绝对的原因来套这一个结果。
So very easily we attribute the outcome of a certain situation to a single.Source or cause.
所以我们对很多事情不要把它绝对化。
So let us not be absolute in our judgment to things.
只有真理，得救的真理，这个是绝对的。人的生活很多事情，它不是绝对的。
For the only thing that is absolute and true is the truth of salvation here on earth, nothing is absolute.
那我们用三个重点跟层面来看病痛这一个事实。
Therefore, let us look at this reality of illness, which we must face from different aspects or perspectives.
啊，第一个，疾病它存在世界的各处跟各个阶层。
Firstly, illnesses occur at all strata of society and all places of the world.
我们只能够说某一个地区，啊，它的这个卫生条件比较好，所以疾病比较少。
We could only say that perhaps in certain regions there are fewer illnesses because their hygienic conditions are better.
那事实是疾病它可以存在任何地方，啊，社会的任何一个阶层。
But the reality is that illness can exist everywhere in at all hierarchies of society.
那疾病是大家所不喜欢的。不愿意有的。
Sickness is something that people disfavor that they rather avoid.
一谈到疾病，我们就会想到疾病所带给我们人的这种折腾。
Whenever we think about illnesses and sickness, we think about pain and suffering.
不但你怕我怕，连那些所谓的英雄都怕。
Not only you and me fear getting sick, but even great heroes do so.
所以在中国历史里头有一个英雄叫做张飞。
So in Chinese history, there is this great hero called Zhang Fei.
啊，这个人很粗鲁啊，所以啊，他是一个所谓天不怕地不怕的人。
Zhang Fei was a very brave, a very brash man who feared not earth nor heaven.
因为他很勇敢，所以他成为一个勇士。
Because he was courageous, he was counted among one of the greatest Chinese heroes.
那有一次，这个有一个人就说。 有一件事情你一定会怕。
So certain person came to him saying, I know that what you are afraid of.
那张辉说，还有什么事情我怕的？
And Zafir said, what can I be afraid of? Tell me.
这个人就在手掌上写了一个字给他看。
So the other person wrote a few letters, Chinese letter in his palm and showed it to Zhang Fei.
就是病。
And the letter is sickness.
这个张辉一看说，对，这个我怕。
So Zhang Fei, seeing the letter sickness, said, yes, I admit I am afraid of that.
在旧约圣经里头有一个这个亚兰王的元帅叫做乃曼。
In the Old Testament, there is a general of the Aramaic people called Naaman.
这个将军呢，他是一个常胜的将军。
This general fought victory upon victory.
所以他是国王这个身边一个最重要的将军。
So he was one of the most trusted advisors for the king.
这个大将军呢，他还曾经跟国王请假。
This mighty and great general also took a leave from his service from the king.
他大老远的从他的国家要到这个犹大，到这个以色列国去。
And taking that time off, he journeyed to a faraway land to Israel.
他带了很多的礼物。
With him, he brought many gifts.
就是要送给那个可以医治他的先知。
With the objective of giving them to the prophet, which could bring him healing.
他只是听说那个先知可以治好你的病。
He merely heard that there was a certain prophet that could heal him of his sickness.
但是他就这样子前往了。
Only with this information, he went on forward.
因为他虽然是一个常胜的将军，但是他被他自己身上的病打败了。
Because although he fought battle after battle, gaining victory after victory, he was defeated by his own body, his own sickness.
所以他必须到王面前去请假，去承认说我身上有这样的一个疾病。
So he needed to come before the king, admit his weakness, and go find a cure.
目前科学医药都非常的发达。
At present time, medicine is very advanced.
能够有很好的预防，但是并不是百分之百的。
The prevention techniques are very advanced in themselves, but they are not 100% effective.
但是我们也不要说，既然没有百分之百绝对的预防疾病，那我们就不用太去在意，不用去管它。
Not to say because medicine is so guaranteed in its effectiveness, we should neglect its use totally.
今天医学的资讯也相当的丰富。
Also, medical information is plentiful nowadays.
该注意的我们还是要注意。
We ought to pay attention to the thing we ought to pay attention.
明明你不可以吃太油腻或者太多的糖。
If you know that high sugar content or high fat content is not good for your health.
因为你的身体会承受不了。
Because your body might not be able to process it.
但是太好吃了。
You think that, but it tastes very good.
管他的，感谢主就吃。
Whatever, thank God, God will watch over me.
对不起，你可能会病得快，甚至死得快。
I'm sorry to tell you, you bring death for to yourself at a sooner date.
我们晓得的，我们自己的身体状况我们自己最清楚，所以该留意的我们还是要留意。
We are the ones who are more acquainted with our health condition, so we need to pay attention to how to preserve our bodies.
我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，可以到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如灰而去。
10. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
这里讲到人生的寿数大概是七八十岁。
We are told here that our life expectancy is perhaps 70 or 80 years.
所以超过八十岁的，这个都感谢神，神给我们多的光阴呢。
Therefore, for those who are 80 and above, thank God you have been given more time from God's hand.
那人最后常常是因为疾病而来离开这个世界。
And the reason for which many people depart this world is because they lose the battle against illness.
所以这个疾病一方面也是来决定了人的这个寿命。
So on one hand, illness we can say is a limiting factor for people's lives.
那疾病也让我们想到，就是因为坠入了这个世界所带来的结果之一。
Sickness also reminds us that by man, sin came to the world and thus came death.
因为人的寿数七八十岁，顶多到一百二十岁。
Because we can live maybe to 70 or 80, or at most to 120.
看到这个事实，我们就必须承认说，在神面前我们是罪人。
But when we see the reality of our end, we have to admit and confess before God that we are sinners.
那第二个，这个疾病啊，其实也可以带给我们人另外一个层面的益处。
Secondly, illness actually brings us a beneficial aspect to our lives.
我们不愿意不喜欢，但是切切着这个要给我们另外一个层面的这个益处。
We don't like it, we don't want it, but still it brings us some benefit in actuality.
我们信仰的道路上面就是在追求着越来越完全。
In this sort of faith, what we pursue is to be perfected.
但是我们人本身是喜欢过着一个容易的容易的生活。
But as men, we like a life of ease, days of ease.
灵性就是普普通通这样就可以了。
Our spirituality can be plain and the way it is, and that is okay.
我们想要将来那最美好的天国但是呢，我们又想要享受着灵性普普通通就好。
So the contradiction is that we want the bounty and the abundance of heaven, but we want to lead a mediocre spiritual life.
在世界上我们都知道，你要得到最好的，你可能要付出最大的力量。
In fact, this world in itself teaches us that if you want the best, you have to put forth your best effort.
那将来我们要得到最完美的，但是我们却不愿意努力的让我们的灵性也完美。
So by the same token, we want to achieve what is best spiritually, yet for some reason, we are not willing to pay the price to achieve that.
所以神有时候就借着这个短暂的这个病痛让我们的整个人达到一个更完美的地步。
This is how illness comes in. God, through illness, makes us more perfect.
一提到保罗，我们都觉得说，哇，了不起。
When you hear the name Paul, you think about a very praiseworthy man.
我们常常羡慕，这是一个灵性很高的人。
We often time admire how high his spirituality was.
但是神最知道我们每一个人。
But still, God is the one who knows each of us the best.
虽然我们觉得保罗实在够完美了，但是神知道他还有一个距离，需要去一个空间，需要去努力。
Although we think of Paul as a person that was almost perfect, God still knew Paul's weaknesses and his points of improvement.
所以我们也都知道保罗的身上有一根刺。
And thus the Bible tells us that there was a thorn in Paul's flesh.
那因为这一根刺才能够让保罗在神眼中成为真正的好。
And it was because of the presence of a thorn in Paul's flesh that Paul could become truly good in the eyes of God.
因为这一根刺才让保罗真正充满着力量跟感谢。
In fact, it was the thorn that instilled thanksgiving and strength to Paul.
有时候有人好像活在那种我永远不会死的那种心态。
Some people live with a mentality that nothing can topple them, nothing can defeat them.
但是病痛也常常能够提醒我们必须去面对死亡这一个事实。
The sickness oftentimes works as a reminder to give us the sense that one day we will die.
当然，绝大部分的人不喜欢谈到死这件事情。
Granted, the majority of people don't like to touch the subject of death.
但是圣经却鼓励我们要把这件事情放在心上。
However, contrary to that, the Bible encourages us to put this matter into our hearts.
我们常常说，我根本忙得没有时间生病。
Oftentimes we say, I'm too busy to get sick.
也就是说，我忙得根本不知道有死亡这件事情。
And that would be equivalent to saying, I'm too busy that I want to ignore the fact that death is something that exists.
当然，这样子我们才可以专心于我们的工作、我们的事业。
Of course, by putting the thing aside, we can focus completely on the matter at hand, our education, our jobs.
但是其实这样对整个信仰来讲其实是很危险的。
Yet, by doing this, we'll be putting our spirituality in great danger.
请看传道书第七章。
Let us see Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章第二节
Chapter 7 verse 2
往遭伤的家去，强如往厌乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也要将这事放在心上。
Verse 2 Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart.
所以我们常常说，要去这个参加丧礼，去关怀丧家。
We like to encourage people to attend memorial service and funerals.And see if the family is doing well.
啊，原来人也会死。
Because all men are destined to die.
啊，但是给我们最大的提醒的，常常是因为我们自己的病痛。
But still, even more powerful reminder than this is when we ourselves get sick.
我们才会很严肃的去面对着我们的信仰。
That is when we very strictly and severely take a hard look at our faith.
我们才会很认真的去面对着神。面对着将来。
That is when we diligently take up the matter of facing God and our future.
哦，否则的话，神信仰虽然很重要，但是我们常常会去忽略。
Otherwise, although we intellectually know how important faith is, oftentimes it gets put on the back burner.
病痛也常常会帮助我们对我们的人生。看法做法有所改变。
Sickness also has the additional purpose of changing our point of view towards life and towards the things of life.
否则的话，我们总是比较容易专注于眼前的这些摸得着、看得着的。
Otherwise, it is very easy for us to focus on things that are visible, that are tangible.
我们会说。什么时候我也买一部像他那样子的车子
？I will be thinking constantly all day long. When is the time that I can buy a car like his？
哦，什么时候我也拥有自己的一栋房子
？When would it be that I have a house like hers？
啊，什么时候我也自己能够开个店
？When shall it be that I can have my own business？
哦，什么时候啊我也能够拥有这样的一个学位
？When would the time be that I can reach this degree？
这些对我们来讲都实在都是很真实、很实在。
These are things that are very practical, pragmatic, realistic.
所以我们是很容易的只专注于当下眼前。
And it is just too easy to focus the things that are placed right in front of us.
但是病痛它会调整我们，帮助我们来改变我们的我们人生的方向。
Yet sickness has the power and the ability to adjust our direction in this life.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第九节。
James chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
Verse 9, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
第十节，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
Verse 10, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away.
十一节，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足人在他所行的事上也是这样衰残。
Verse 11, for no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beauty appearance it perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits.
人的生命像花像草这样的脆弱。
Human life is comparable to flowers and to grass in the fragility.
人的拥有也像花像草这样子的不定。
And the possessionsAnd riches of men are uncertain, just like grass and flowers.
很多时候我们不会有这样的了解的了悟。
Yet many times this is not our understanding of things.
很多时候，当我们有了病痛
，many times when we fall sick,
我们才会发现说，其实我不是一头牛，我只是一个人。
It is that we understand that we are not cattle, we are a person.
因为有时候我们的朋友会说，哇，这个人壮得像一头牛。
Yeah. Because sometimes your friends and my say of you, he's strong as a bull.
有时候我们也自己觉得说，哇，我真的壮得像一头牛。
And sometimes we feel that we are mighty like a bull.
人性的软弱，除了自私，另外一个 普遍的现象就是骄傲。
Apart from the fact that humans are self-centered and selfish, another of their weakness is their pride.
这是绝大部分的人与生俱来的一种个性上的缺点。
This is something that has been going on for ages and ages.
当然，骄傲可以用各种不同的方式来表现出来。
Of course, pride can be exhibited from different aspects.
有时候谦卑其实是一种骄傲。
Sometimes, I mean, humility can be a form of pride.
那这些都是成为我们走天国路的阻挡。
And these are all obstacles in our way to heaven.
那常常也借着病痛啊，让我们来克服这种严重而不容易改变的天性。
And many times it can be through sickness that we can change this innate character of us of being proud.
这个不一定要有很大的成就人才会骄傲。
And pride doesn't necessarily imply that one has many accomplishments.
更何况当人有了大的成就。
And think about it, what happens when one finds success?
几乎没有那种有大成就的人，他不骄傲的。
Virtually, there is no person that shows no sign of pride whatsoever when they are successful.
那骄傲其实是成为人跟人、人跟神之间一个很大的阻挡。
Pride actually then works as a barrier between among men and also between God and man.
有时候我们发现说，太难找到可以好好相处的人。
Oftentimes we discover that it is very hard for us to find someone whom we can interact very smoothly.
因为总是觉得大家都那么的骄傲。
Because we feel that everyone is so proud and full of themselves.
其实别人也是这样看我们。
In reality, you are viewed by other people just the same way.
病痛常常让人真的能够去克服骄傲这一个事实。
Illness oftentimes work as a good instrument for us to overcome their own reality.
比如说丹尼里书第四章里头提到那个尼布甲尼撒王。
For example, in Daniel chapter 4, we find the recordings regarding King Nebuchadnezzar.
那一个世代最强盛的帝国的国王。
He was the king of the most powerful empire at the time.
如果我是他，也一样不骄傲都不行。
If I were him, no doubt about it, I would be proud no matter what.
因为我也是人。
Because I am also human.
这个王啊，他甚至还有丹尼里提醒他，王啊，你要谦卑，你要谦卑。
But the king even had the reminder from Daniel, admonishing him to be humble.
因为神预先让他让这个王做了一个梦。
Because God foretold what would happen to Nebuchadnezzar through a dream.
那丹尼里为他解梦。
Daniel then interpreted the dream for the king.
丹尼里知道将会有什么事情发生在王的身上。
Daniel had the knowledge of the things that would come to pass on the king.
那原因就是王的骄傲。
And the reason for this tragedy was the pride of the king.
对人骄傲，对神骄傲。
His pride towards his fellow men, his pride towards God.
他很有成就。所以他对人骄傲，那还有理。
He was very accomplished, so he might have some excuse to be proud in front of men.
但是人的这个人性这个弱点呢，真的是很差劲，不但对人骄傲，甚至还要对神骄傲。
But humans are so deplorable and despicable that not only they want to show before other men, but also before God Himself.
那丹尼里是一个很忠心的人，他不希望王遭遇那种苦难。
Daniel, on another hand, was a very faithful servant of the king. I do not want the king to suffer in that manner.
所以他再三的叮咛交代王，你要小心，你要谦卑。
So again and again, he reminded the king the importance of humility.
但是这个王还是一样忍不住的要大大的夸耀自己一下。
But the king, unable to help himself, wanted to boast about his greatness.
尤其站在高的地方看到自己这个大巴比伦城。
Especially standing at a height, seeing the beauty of the king of Babylon.
世界上有哪一座城像这一座这么大这么坚固？
He said, "What city in this whole world can compare to mine?"
这难道不是我大能大力所建造的吗？
Is this not the result of my might and my power?
我的努力闯出了这一关的天下。
By my effort, I have conquered the seven seas.
这个话还没有讲完，这个灾难就临到他了。
But while the words were still ringing in his mouth, calamity came upon him.
这也算是一种的疾病。
This also, what he received was a type of illness.
经过了一段时间， 他才明白过来。
After a period of time, he turned back to God.
啊，他明白了，是神在人的国中来掌权。
He came to an understanding that God is He who rules among the kingdoms of men.
哦，无论我们多么厉害，神还是掌控一切。
No matter how great we think we are, God is still in control.
那我们啊，也常常觉得说，我们无论是做人处事啊，或信仰的道路，我们都还不错。
Quite often times, we consider ourselves to be not bad at all in our dealings with things and with other men.
啊，那到底我们真的有多好
？But how great are we really？
啊，如果还不够好，我们一直觉得很好，那是这是一种危险。
If we are not that good, yet we consider ourselves to be very good, that is a danger for us.
啊，因为我们觉得好，所以我们可能就不再有太多的进步。
Because we might regard ourselves as being not bad, that will hinder us from progressing further.
哦，那其实我们还有很大的空间需要去努力。
But in reality, the room for improvement in front of us is huge.
哦，所以有时候病痛就来测验一下我们的灵程到底到哪里。
So sometimes then sickness comes to us to test how deep our spirituality goes.
哦，这个房子的根基是在底下的，通常是看不见的。
The foundation of a building is underground, normally not visible.
哦，虽然它看不见，但是它很重要。
Although it is not visible, you know the importance of it.
哦，人的信仰的根基也常常是看不出来的。
Faith and its root oftentimes are invisible to the eyes of men.
哦，我们也常常说我们的信仰要扎根。
We always say that our faith needs to be rooted.
啊，那到底我们的信仰有没有扎根
？But is our faith actually rooted?
啊，常常借着病痛就可以测验测试出来。我们的凌晨到底到哪里
？Many times the true test for this is sickness. It will test how well our spirituality is.
所以耶伯跟他的太太在平安的时候他们应该都是很虔诚、很热心的。
So when we think about Job and his wives, we believe that they were very well and very strong in their faith in times of peace.
但是当病痛临到
，But when sickness strike,
夫妻是一体的。
Husband and wife are one body.
哦，丈夫的痛就是太太的痛。
And the pain of the husband is the pain of the wife.
哦，太太的痛也应该是丈夫的痛。
The suffering of the wife likewise should be the suffering of the husband.
哦，所以耶伯全身长满了毒疮。
And so Job's body was filled with sores.
啊，这个耶伯的太太就忍不住了。
So his wife could take it no longer.
啊，你还持守什么纯正
？And she said, "Why do you still keep your righteousness?"
啊，你还持守你的信仰吗
？Do you also persist in your faith？
啊，他甚至说算了吧，我们弃绝神。
And lastly, she said, "Let us forsake God."
啊，所以借着病痛，我们就知道我们的信仰到底有没有扎根。
So it is through sickness that we know if our faith is truly rooted.
但是当我们对病痛，我们有一个适当的回应。
And in turn, when we have a suitable reaction towards sickness,
哦，那么受苦就是一件有益的事情。
Then that suffering, that circumstance becomes edifying.
哦，是对我们来讲，仍然充满着感谢跟赞美。
It becomes beneficial and fills us with praise and with thanksgiving.
啊，对别人来讲，哎呀，信耶稣真的是一件充满着感谢跟赞美的事情。
To other people, then being a Christian and believing in Christ would be to be laughing and giving praise all day long.
哦，我们有一个长老叫做喜乐长老。
We have an elder we call the elder of joy.
哦，当然他的圣名不是喜乐，但是大家喜欢叫他喜乐长老。
He is not called Elder Joy. This is just a nickname people like to give him.
哦，因为每一个人的印象他总是笑口常开。
Because whenever anyone thinks about him.And they think about a man smiling.
哦，而他的一生也真的是，虽然有遇过一些的挑战，但是他都胜过了，而且他很成功。
And in spite of the fact that he underwent many trials and tribulations in his life, he overcame each time.
哦，他很热心，很敬畏神。
And he is very God fearing and serves God with humility.
哦，神很祝福他，他也很乐意来帮助人。
God bless him greatly, and he is ever so generous in helping other people.
哦，所以在他的生活里头，真的是充满着感谢跟喜乐。
And therefore, his life becomes a testimony for joy and for thanksgiving.
啊，但是在他人生的最后一段旅程
，But yet in the last stages of his life,
不算短
which is not a short life at all.
他中风
he was stricken with a stroke.
头脑清楚。
He was still conscious.
但是呢， 讲不出话来。
But he was unable to speak.
哦，这是多么苦的一件事情。
And how great of a suffering this must be.
哦，你想想看，你的意识都很清楚，但是你没有办法用言语来表达。
Think about it. Your mind is clear and you're conscious, but you are unable to express yourself through speech.
哦，我们也看过这样的人，哇，那个脾气。尤其刚开始，话是很暴躁的。
When we see this occur on normal people, after they gain this speech impediment, they become very agitated.
哦，他心中知道我的要求是什么，但是别人就是因为他没有办法讲，别人总是没有办法弄清楚他的需要。
The reason is because in their minds they know what they want, what they need, but people cannot understand nor know their needs because they don't communicate it.
哦，要跟人家讲，又讲不出来。
When they want to tell what's going on, they can't.
所以常常就是那种不满、愤怒。
So very commonly they have this exasperation within.
哦，但是这位长老他没有这样的情况。
But this elder did not behave in this way.
哦，他还是一个喜乐的长老。
Like in old times, he was the elder of joy.
哦，他知道调整自己的脚步，自己的生活。
He knew how to adjust his steps and his method of living.
哦，他知道他现在什么事情都要放慢，放慢。
He knew that he had to take a breath and take it slowly.
哦，那别人对他的耐心，他总是非常的。欣赏，非常的感激。
And at the same time, he was very conscious and aware and thankful for the patience that others showed him.
啊，有时候他要用写的告诉人家，但是你也知道他写的很慢。
Many times he had to communicate through writing, and you knew that you would be there waiting for a long time.
哦，而且可能歪歪扭扭的。
And maybe his writing will be a little twisty.
哦，那当别人看念出来正是他所写的话，他就很高兴。
But when people read it and understood that that was his request, he became very joyful.
当别人没有办法看得很清楚。
And when people did not quite understand his handwriting,
哦，他就让别人在问是不是这样，是不是那样，哦，慢慢的去理清楚他到底要讲什么。
Then he patiently waited for the other party to say, it is this one or is it that, until the person got it right.
哦，所以啊，大家觉得他病后，他更应该是配得被称为是喜乐的长老。
So people came to the conclusion that after his stroke, he was even more worthy of being called Elder Joy.
哇，原来一个基督徒真的能够拥有这种真正的平安跟喜乐。
And this is the peace and the joy that a Christian is meant to have.
再来第三个疾病，它也是赋给我们一些特别的职责。
The third aspect of sickness is that it shows us our specific responsibilities.
发生在我们身上的事情，它通常不是偶然的。
It gives us special indications in that what happens to us is not by chance.
神安排我们的境况，也通常有他的爱、他的智慧，还有我们的责任。
God carves out our path through His will, through His love, through His power, but also match with our responsibility.
当我们病痛的时候
，When we are sick,
我们第一个要问的就是我能够安然的见主吗？
The first question we ought to ask ourselves is we can face the Lord without fear.
因为有时候真的我们的疾病是很严重的。
Because sometimes we might get very gravely ill.
所以我们就要问我们自己，我能够安然见主吗？
So at that time we need to ask ourselves whether we are ready to face the Lord.
我的罪有没有得着的赦免？
Are my sins already forgiven?
应该在神面前认罪悔改的，我有没有做？
Have I brought to repentance all my wrongdoings before God?
我的身体状况可能会越来越糟糕。
Maybe my health condition will deteriorate further.
但是我里头的人有没有越来越新越强壮？
But is a person in me ever stronger and ever more renewed?
过去我照我的意思来生活。
In the past, I did as I pleased.
现在我有没有努力的活在神的旨意里头？
But now, I'm giving my best effort to live under the will of God.
圣灵是来帮助我更新的，我有没有让圣灵来帮助我？
I know that the Holy Spirit is meant to renew me, but have I allowed it to work in me?
我正在病痛里头，那我要忍耐的来面对着病痛。
In my illness and in my suffering, I shall endure and face it bravely.
因为这已经不是我个人的事情。
Because this is no longer personal.
这是整个家庭的事情。
And this is something that encompasses entire family.
甚至这是整个教会的事情。
And we could even say that it reaches the entire church.
我 在这个时候，神要我能够忍耐的来面对着我的病痛。
This is the time that God expects me and wants me to endure the pain.
病痛不是一件容易的事情，这是一个事实。
Of course, it is reality and obvious that undergoing a sickness is not easy at all.
所以神要我在这个节骨眼上，我要能够显出忍耐来。
Which is why God wants me to exhibit perseverance in this task at hand.
我生活的很多事情可能都要重新做调整。
There are many aspects of my life which I need a readjustment.
我的整个人生可能有一个很大的改变。
My whole existence might see a great change being wrought.
在这病痛当中，我还是必须做出很真实而例行的祷告。
And in this sickness in which I am, I still need to give up my very concrete and solid prayer.
这如果是神的旨意，我要求他给我有那个力量来承担这个病痛。
If this is the will of God, then I will ask God to bestow me the strength to face this challenge.
我努力的要活在神的旨意里头。
Because I will strive my best to live under the will of God.
但是我需要力量。
But I need strength for this.
所以我们要向神来求力量。
So we need to ask God for strength.
那我们也不忽略，因为病痛而带给我们个人，带给大家的一个恩惠的一个事实。
At the same time, we should not neglect that this suffering brings grace into our lives.
有人真的有一个很严重的一个致命的疾病。
Some people when they are terminally ill.
但是神却让他在这样的一个境况里头，来对别人做出最后的那种很正面的造就跟影响。
God gives them the opportunity to influence and help others in a way which they did not in the past.
真的，我们传道人常常接触这些有病痛的弟兄姐妹或者慕道朋友。
And truly, this is something that we as preachers can attest for when we see brothers and sisters and true seeking friends in their illness.
当然，我们真的也常常从弟兄姐妹的身上获得很大的造就跟感动。
It is true when I say that when I see how some brothers and sisters deal with sickness, we are touched and we are moved.
原来信仰的力量真的这么活泼有力量。
Because faith is meant to be so high in vitality and in vibrancy.
有很多的时候，这个不是言语的胜过人的言语。
Many times the power of things that cannot be described overcomes the words that we might attempt to use to describe the matter at hand.
我们看到病痛的人，他是这么的存着盼望、有信心的来面对着他的病痛。
When we see a sick patient with such courage and bravery and with such an optimistic outlook to their future facing the illness.
在他人来看是最困难的状况里头，他却仍然做出了这么大、这么有力量的见证。
In men's eyes, they might be in their highest suffering, the peak of their pain and life, but still, that is the point in which they testify for Christ the loudest.
靠着主耶稣坚强，没有怨言。
Through Christ, they are courageous and strong without any word of complaint.
靠着主耶稣的怜悯，勉励人要爱惜时间，要爱神。
Through Christ's mercy, they encourage others to redeem the time, to use their time on earth wisely.
有一次有一个接待的姐妹她看到一位女士不认识的到教会来，一定是慕道者。
There was once a sister who was working as an usher that day, and she saw a truth-seeking lady come to church.
又没有人带来，自己来。
But this truth-seeking lady came on her own.
所以当然就要上前去打招呼，去问候。
So of course she did the right thing and very proactively greeted the person and asked how it were.
然后就问说，请问是谁介绍你来的
？So the sister asked, "May I ask you, ma'am, who introduced you to our church?"
这位女士她就说出我是因为某某人，所以来到你们教会。
This lady very blatantly said, "I come here today to this church because of such person."
我们这个接待的姐妹就哇， 他提到的那个姐妹已经离世了。
The sister who was ushering knew that the sister that the true seeker lady mentioned had already died long ago.
啊，是一个很严重的疾病啊，结果后来因为这个疾病而离世的。
The sister passed away because she was very, very, very ill.
啊，他有点说不出口哈。啊，你提到的这个姐妹已经离世了，她有点说不出来。
Actually, she didn't have it in her to say to the truth-seeking lady that the sister had passed away. 哦，
那还没有等她说，这位女士就说：“我曾经是她的特别护士。
”Before the sister could answer and explain, the truth-seeking lady explained, "I was one of her assigned nurses at the time."
啊，因为我是一个特别护士，所以我照顾过很多这种啊疾病到最后很严重的程度，哦，甚至就是说临终的病人。
And the lady explained, "I'm a hospice nurse that takes care of people in their last minutes of life." 啊，
你们的这个姐妹，她跟其他的病人大大的不一样。
And I can say that this sister of yours in this church is completely different to all my other patients.
你们的这位姐妹，她心中很平静。
And this sister, actually showed a calm that I never seen before.
照说她应该是会很难过，很痛苦的。
According to my medical knowledge and experience, she must have been in a lot of pain.
但是这个一定不是人所能够给的那一种所谓的有的人很能够忍耐。
And I believe that she was joyful, but not because she was enduring from human strength.
我相信你们的神跟她同在，给她力量。
I believe that it was your God that bestowed strength in her, so that she abided with her.
那我也看见来探望她的人，跟其他病人的来探望的人也很不一样。
Not only that, but I noticed that the visitors that came to see the sister of yours were quite different from other visitors in the hospital.
你们的人也是觉得很不舍啊，但是呢，你们有一个很奇特的那个我说不上来的感觉在里头。
I know that your people are unwilling to let this sister go, but somehow there is an indescribable feeling mingled within that I cannot express.
我就是因为这样子，我要来你们教会看一看。
And because of this, I had to come to your church to take a look.
这个就是纵然在疾病当中，我们也可以成为见证。
This is how we can be witnesses for God, even in our sick bed.
为什么神有时候让我们在疾病里头，甚至很严重的疾病
？So then again, the question: Why does God put us in sickness, sometimes terminal illness?
让我们经历过的人，我们更能够有怜悯的心。也能够有所谓的同理的心。
The answer is that it is for us to be more merciful and more sympathetic and compassionate.
那我的周遭有一些病痛的人，这也是圣经里头给我所说的，我们互相担待彼此的重担。
Among us, we know there are some who are sick, and the Bible teaches us that we ought to bear one another's burdens.
这个重担包括着别人的病痛。
The burdens include the sicknesses of our brothers and sisters.
我们虽然没有病痛的经验，我们也可以去担待弟兄姐妹的这个病痛的担子。
Even without the experience of being very sick, we can still bear others' burdens.
那如果我们有这样的经验的话，我想那个挑起别人的重担会更实在、更贴切。
On the other hand, if we have been truly sick before, I believe that we will carry other person in a more real and true way.
那既然谈到疾病，那我们最后就来谈，如果有严重的疾病，那我们将如何、怎么来面对
？Given that we are talking about sicknesses and illnesses, what happens and what should we do when we are very, very sick?
第一个，我们不断的用信心来寻求。我们将我们的生命交在神的手中。
Our first step is to entrust God, our lives in God's hand with great faith.
求神啊，神也一定可以给我们那种没有惧怕的去面对着这严重的病痛的事实。
We ask God to give us the courage to face the terror of sickness with a calm heart.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33。
三十三节，你们要先求神的国啊，他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
虽然在病痛严重的病痛里头，我们还是第一件事情求神的国、神的义。
Still, and even in our sickness, the first thing we need to do is to seek God's kingdom and righteousness.
神啊，在我心中作王。
Dear Lord, please reign in my heart.
神啊，在我的病痛当中，让我继续持守你的教训。
Dear Lord, allow me to keep myself in your teachings, even in my suffering.
34节。
34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
一个在严重病痛的当中的人，最忧虑的就是明天。
For a person that is very sick, that which brings him or her the most trouble is the word tomorrow.
明天我还在吗？
Will I still be here tomorrow?
明天的挑战我还能够撑得过去吗？
Will I be able to bear the challenges that tomorrow will bring?
我们要求神帮助我们，一天的难处一天来当就够了。
We need to ask God for the strength and the wisdom of carrying our daily burdens the day off.
求神让我们能够安静的依靠在他的大能的膀臂。
We ask of God to remain always in His everlasting arms.
虽然在病痛当中，我们还是一样的求神让我们可以荣耀他的名。
Because even in our sickness, we need to ask God as always to allow us to glorify His name.
在很严重的病痛里头，感谢神，让我们更能够体会到主耶稣为我们所受的苦。
In very serious sickness, we should give help thinking about the pain that Christ suffered for us.
很多时候弟兄姐妹在病痛当中祷告里头他们哭了。
Many times when brothers and sisters are sick, they weep in their prayers.
不是为了他们的严重的病痛在哭。
But do not think that they are weeping because of the pain they are suffering.
而是感受到说我的主他曾经为我受苦比这个还要苦。
But rather, it's because their own pain inspired them to think about the greater pain that Jesus suffered for their own sake.
在病痛严重的病痛里头，我们仍然需要跟神有团契。
In serious illness, we still need communion with God.
拥有他所要赐给我们的那一份特别的平安。
We need to possess the peace that He gives us and the world cannot give.
只有他能够让我们拥有这一份特别的胜利。
Because only Him can grant us this very special and particular victory.
这是他所应许的，我们在这个境况之下一定要去得到。
This is what He promised, and we need to absolutely, we must obtain the victory.
我们也真的可以得到。
And truly, the victory is at hand.
请看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
在严重的病痛里头，我们需要拥有这一份特别的平安。
In serious illness, we have a need for this very special peace.
主耶稣也应许给我们，说我们求。这份的平安
Jesus Christ also promises that we can ask for this peace and it shall be granted.
生命有限而且短暂
Life is short and fleeting.
很多事情它都要成为过去
Many things will be rendered things of the past.
我们已经经过了一些的丧礼或许这一次也轮到我们
We have attended several funeral memorial servicesHow can you know the next one will not be yours?
我们也跟很多的人一样尤其我们在这病痛当中，我们已经经过了一些的风浪。
Like many people, that those of us who have been sick, we have been through some challenges and tribulations.
这个病痛的过程就是不断的在经过这个风浪。
The process of illness is like constantly being battered by waves.
现在很有可能我们已经即将进入那一个安全的港湾。
but maybe, just maybe, it is now the time for us to enter into the harbor safety.
在风浪当中，最后的目标就是那安全的港湾。
Because at the end of the tempest and the storm, our objective and our resting place is the haven of rest.
是的，我们正要进入那安全的港湾。
And yes, here now we enter into the haven of rest.
在那里，我们将要拥有跟神面对面的最大的喜乐。
And there shall be our highest joy, being face to face with God our Savior.
最后，我们看腓立比书第三章。
Lastly, let us refer to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
二十节，我们却是天上的国民，而且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降。
Excuse me, Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
二十一节，他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
21, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able, even to subdue all things to himself.
我们拥有的这一个身体叫做卑贱的身体。
This body that we possess is called a lowly body.
所以它会生病，它会病痛，甚至严重的病痛。
Because it is lowly, it can get sick, even gravely ill.
但是在主耶稣再来的时候，这个卑贱的身体还要改变形状。
But as Jesus is coming, this lowly body shall be transformed.
要成为像主耶稣那样子的荣耀的身体。
It shall be changed into a glorious body just like Jesus's.
所以无论在任何的情况之下，我们有着这个活泼的盼望。
So no matter the circumstance, let us have this living hope.
纵然是在严重的病痛里头，我们拥有这一个会实现的活泼的盼望。
Even in serious sickness, we need to be sure of this hope that will come to pass.
我将脱离了这个卑贱的身体。
Which is, I have forsaken my lowly body.
我即将要拥有那一个改变荣耀的身体。
And next, I will have this glorious body that shall never perish.
一起共祷。
Let us pray in silence.